The U.S. passport backlog is having impact on short-term missions. Missionaries are threatened while working for a Bible college, and outreach teams are getting ready for summer English camps in Brazil. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The U.S. State Department is swamped with a backlog of millions of passport applications. Increased border security measures in the United States resulted in this sudden demand. That snarled many vacation plans, but what's been happening to short-term mission teams? E3 Partners' Tom Doyle.
We have had many people that have just flat not been able to go on a mission trip because they applied 4 months ahead and they did not get their passport. If you're remotely interested in this trip, get a passport. That's the first thing, because there's such a backlog. Maybe go through a consolidator, but there's no shortcut anymore because there's this massive waiting list.
Doyle says obstacles like these can discourage a first-time short-termer, but there's something greater at stake.
Satan doesn't want us to spread the gospel. Satan doesn't want us to go and be salt and light in the nation. So we know that when we sign up for that, there's going to be, you know, the kind of this warning sign, danger ahead. And one of the new developments is just the whole passport thing.
Next, anti-Christians in Maharashtra, India, harassed Gospel for Asia missionaries as they built a fence for a new Bible college. A mob of about 20 came, angry because they wanted to use the land. They attempted to stop the fence building and issued threats. Missionaries called an inspector who informed the mob it was illegal for them to reside on the Bible college land, but they promised to come back. Pray that the group would not return to persecute the believers and that the fence would be completed. You're listening to Mission Network News. One of the most unreached people groups in the United States could see its spiritual future change. MNN's Joel Hill's on assignment with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries in Missouri.
Spiritual oppression, suicide, alcohol, drug, and sexual abuse. These are the realities for Native American young people living on America's reservations. But at the Warrior Leadership Summit this weekend, hundreds of teens from across the country and Canada will be looking to God to break out of that cycle of destruction. They'll join together for 6 days of intensive training, and then they'll take the gospel back to their homes and reservations. The young people will attend seminars on sexual purity, leadership development, the basics of the gospel, and evangelism. Native Americans are one of the most underserved people groups in the United States, and their resistance to the gospel is almost unmatched in the world. Pray for the teens who attend and the impact they could have on changing their world for Christ. I'm Joel Hill for Mission Network News in Roche, Missouri.
Meanwhile, HCJB Global is working with engineering students at Laterno University to produce a digital radio receiver. Why digital? The clarity of the broadcast is much clearer than shortwave radio. The new receivers will also be much less conspicuous in creative access countries.
Individual heads of households or heads of tribes would call people together to come and listen to the radio in the evenings in order to learn more about the Bible. It's like having a missionary in every home. It's important to us to find ways to make that more attractive to the unsaved.
The receiver will also help those who use HCJB's broadcasts for Bible studies.
In restricted countries, if you put a satellite dish on the side of your house, it's like inviting yourself to go to prison. Digital shortwave doesn't have that disadvantage, and so it allows us to reach folks in restricted countries much more effectively.
Pray that they'll find the most effective design for the digital receiver. And Reach Global personnel will be in Brazil conducting an evangelistic camp in July. It's an opportunity to reach about 200 teens and young adults with the gospel. Camps like these provide strategic contacts for the national church or missionaries, while also involving North Americans in cross-cultural evangelism. Please begin praying for God to work in the hearts of many of the unchurched teens attending, and for the 25 to 30 people from the U.S. who will be running the week-long camp. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical text come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. That's The Message New Testament from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.